Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Friday. We all made it there. And what's the temperature right now? Is it
20?
Yeah. It's going to be cold today. That's just how
it's
it is.
Cold.
Yeah, you know.
I might paint doors today.
Or you could think about all the things you could do when it's cold. You start a bonfire.
I never have started a bonfire.
You got leaves in your yard?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody likes leaves.
Mm-mm.
That's where this new friend comes in.
Bringing the world to your fingertips. Information, technology, e-commerce, and such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now, as we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
Today, the website, VulcanFlamethrowers.com, VULCAN flamethrowers.com, local right here in Kansas City. Hey, Carl, welcome to the show.
Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Good. I'm so excited to have a flamethrower corporation here in Kansas City.
Yeah, we're excited to be here. Hey, I just want to let you know your friends are already trying to one-up you.
Is that right?
At about 6:18 this morning is when you guys started actually talking on the air.
Mm-hmm.
At 6:22, I got a message from Hector St. John. And how soon?
That's Hector.
I've been talking to him all morning.
That is fantastic, man. He's a great guy. So this idea, this Vulcan flamethrowers, it's really good. There was only one other battery powered flamethrower out there, and they're great because you don't have to go get your CO2 refilled. You're not dealing with a giant scuba tank, and they're a little heavier. This is a lot more portable. Throw it in your car, do your thing, and easier to deal with. You lose a little bit of overall size, but what you do gain is an incredible amount of use out of it.
Yeah, the overall idea of it was, you know, being second to market in a niche market like this to begin with, it was helpful for us because we kind of picked up the shortfalls. One thing is it runs on a Milwaukee drill battery, so any of the M12 Milwaukee drill batteries will fit in it. And when you buy one, you get a battery and a charger with it anyway.
Nice.
The other thing was aesthetics. You know, XM42, I mean, they did a great job. I mean, they were first. But aesthetically, when you look at the product, if you understand how it's made, that kind of lends itself to the function of it, and we didn't want to do that. So instead of having some odd tank above it or below it, ours is in the middle of it. It's in the body, and it's all aluminum construction, so it only weighs 8 pounds dry.
Yeah, perfect. It's got 2 quarts, so you've got almost 4 minutes of burn time?
We have a 2-gallon backpack that will attach to it.
Jesus criminy.
And it's all mechanical. It screws on where the cap goes on, and it's just gravity-fed.
Sure.
We don't BS anybody. I mean, if you've read through some of the stuff on our website, I mean, we're pretty straightforward. We originally just made these for fun. And then gun collectors started wanting them for their gun rooms.
Sure.
And then from that, we expanded out, and we're starting to get into a lot more agriculture. And we have a lot of people in agriculture that need a longer burn time.
Yeah, well, of course, because you got to go out and you got to burn your burns, and then when they've got fires coming, people will put lines in, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff. Well, how do they do it in the old days? They used to have those oil drip canisters. They'd have to sit on the back of a truck and drip the oil out.
Yeah, that's still fairly common, and the forestry department for the U.S. government still uses those, and I've heard all sorts of crazy things.
That's a terrible.
Very common for farmers to drag oily rags on fire.
Sure.
I mean, I've heard so many different things, and some of that is relatively dangerous, especially when you're dripping out fuel next to your feet.
Listen, so have you ever started a business before that you started Vulcan Flamethrowers LLC?
Well, let me tell you, I have a really supportive wife. And if you've never been in a relationship where you don't have a supportive spouse, let me tell you, it's exhausting. It is so much pressure. I should have kept my mouth shut because she encouraged me to do this. And I didn't know what I was getting into when I first started because it's an incredibly niche business to begin with, and it's very, very difficult to advertise.
Well, yeah. Well, look, it's a goddamn flamethrower, which is fantastic to itself. But then you're like, okay, I have to build this. Now I have to improve on what we already know. What, you know, there's engineering. You know, then there's research development. There's then you got to have it manufactured so it's consistently the same all the way through. That's incredibly hard to get done. Then how do you get it done at a price point that you can, you know, not have an overly expensive item? I mean, you're all of these things you're trying to get over the top of because you're not going to sell 10 million of these. So, you know, you got to find the right manufacturer. Are you doing it all here in the States, or have you find somewhere in China to do it, or how are you doing it?
We do absolutely all of it here in Kansas City. Actually, we're near Jake. We're in Kansas City, but we're kind of on the Lee Summit border. We currently don't have a storefront right now, so no one can kind of come up to our building and just buy one. So we ship everything to everyone's doorstep.
That's great. That's great. And so now it's got a backpack because I didn't see that on the website now. So it adds another 2 gallons to that. You've got this electric powered, so it's a fuel pump that you're powering with a Milwaukee battery.
Yeah, it's pumped, so it's all aluminum construction. It's all 6061 aircraft aluminum, so it's really tough. And we build all the parts. We make virtually everything that's in it, other than, you know, the pump and a few electrical components that we buy. We make it all. We CNC it out. We TIG weld it together. After it's all done, we powder coat them. And then I heard you this morning. You were talking about the Patriot Edition.
Mm-hmm.
That is a gun skin gun wrap that we use on it, and that stuff is incredible. It goes on like regular vinyl wrap, but it's solvent resistant, it's heat resistant. You put it on, it lasts a lifetime.
Nice. Have you seen that with a hydro press?
Yes.
Like that, because you could do a whole bunch of stuff with that stuff. I mean, you could offer so many different coatings from carbon fiber to black to marble, like anything.
Hydro dipping and Cerakoting, we try to stick to the stuff that's really common in the gun industry.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of our demographic.
So
and
good.
We're also limited to what we can do in our small shop.
That's fantastic. How many do you think you've sold, if you want to talk about that? Would you say it's been successful? Are you getting by?
Oh, no, we're successful. We're by no means swimming in it, but we are a self-sustaining business. Our goal for 2020 is we'd like to move into a larger building, and we want to expand and hire more employees. We're really big on hiring veterans, so that's kind of our stick. We want to create a sustainable job where we can pay a, you know, sustainable wage someone can actually live on, because we're creating an artisan-type product.
Sure. It's a flamethrower, man. And who knew? And they're legal. They're not legal in California, and I'm not sure there's one state, is it Massachusetts or something on the East Coast?
I was just saying there's something out of the Northeast.
But there's nothing on the books in Kansas at all, or Missouri. It's ridiculous, man. I'm telling you, it's a goddamn flamethrower. Who doesn't want a flamethrower? And if you're the kind of person that goes, why would you get a flamethrower? The flamethrower's not for you. These are all self-explanatory. If you're married to a lady who says something like, why do you want that? You should A, get a divorce because she's not fun at all. And B, question your own judgment because you've married the wrong person. It's a terrible idea to live your life like that. Like, if you got a flamethrower, probably Whitney might not be that happy about it, but she wouldn't ask you why.
No.
She knows why.
And all you got to do is take her out and let her shoot it, and then
that's
she'd
right.
be in love with it.
That's right. T, I know you want to start your bonfire.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And Sabrina, she'll just like, she wouldn't be surprised at all.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Actually, in our refund and return policy on the bottom of our website, if you click on it, it specifically says, hey, just because you're hanging out with your friends at midnight and you decided to buy a flamethrower with your credit card and your wife sees the bill the next day, doesn't mean we're going to return it. Not our problem. You paid for it. We built it. It's yours.
Yeah, we don't deal with wives. We just deal with credit card companies. That's right.
Exactly. Yeah, I heard Brad on this morning. That was kind of a chance meeting. My wife gets his hair cut by Brad's wife, and my wife is the ultimate salesperson for my business. She was just chatting along, and it was near Christmas time, and she said, "Hey, I'm looking for something for my husband, and he's a big gun guy." And she said, "Hey, I got just the thing." Gave her one of my business cards and said, "Hey, look it up. See what it is, you know, look at the website and see some of the videos, and you're going to want one." And I brought one up to the hair salon, and all these women are cringing looking at it, and two of the other women there saw it, and they said, "God, that's a great idea," and I sold two more while I was there.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And what's the distance on this flamethrower? What's the best you can? I know you'll constantly be improving it, looking for bigger fuel pumps, looking for batteries to power that, but right now, what's it look like?
Excuse me. The current model that you can get, it holds 2 quarts in the body on the standard M12 battery with gas and diesel mixed together. 60-40 is kind of the sweet spot for fuel, because like you said earlier, you get too much diesel, it's hard to ignite.
Yeah.
You can spray it that way. It looks like dashes. Some of it ignites, some of it doesn't. You get a lot of fallout on the ground. But our max distance we advertise is around 30-35 feet. Because it's consistent, you can do it repeatedly. When you tinker with a mix and you start getting heavier on the diesel, you can get closer to 40. We have some measurements that we did repeatedly over and over again, and you get quite a bit of distance. We've been talking to Guinness because we're trying to get in the record books of the furthest shooting battery-operated flamethrower.
Oh, yeah. No, smart idea, man. That's a whole lot more publicity. That's fantastic. And, you know, and they've had, before XM went out of business, those guys even managed to get into a couple of movies.
Yeah, they had like a rocket ship to stardom there in a 3.5-year period. And unfortunately, Chris, the guy who owned the company, they got into a bad business deal, and they signed a contract with a company that gave them hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that's when they developed their new model. And they basically took a year off of work, and it tanked that business.
Yeah.
When they couldn't pay the money back, or they couldn't provide the product, that company took it over.
Yeah. And no, that's what
they're no longer. Yeah, we service their products too. So, anybody that has one of those old XMs, if you have any problems, let me know, and we'll service it for you.
Now, as we look into this Christmas season, Thanksgiving around the corner, of course, Black Friday almost here, Christmas time, the birth of the baby Jesus, and people are thinking, what do I get the one I love? What does he really want? Does he want an exercise bike? Probably not. Gym membership? Probably not. Does he want to learn a new language or take ballroom dancing? I doubt it. But I can tell you, if you give your significant other a flamethrower for Christmas, and the reaction is anything less than you're the best in the entire world, then you should get rid of them. A, you've married a pussy, and that's a terrible thing to do. And if you were to give Mike a flamethrower and he were to sneer at it, you'd have to get rid of him. Mike would get it. He would go start a fire with it.
If yes, the response would. Is ever, what do I do with this?
You got to get rid of him.
You just immediately walk out.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Or at the very least, mouth hug his friend. That's just because now you're even again. Also take the flamethrower back and give it to his friend.
Yeah, I was talking to Jake, so I owe Pemberton a debt of gratitude. So I get approached, since we have a difficult time advertising because Facebook and Instagram, there's such twat on all the stuff that they constantly try to get you to advertise and buy their advertising, and then they deny you if it's anything that's weapon related. And I'm in a weird spot because it's not a weapon. It's considered an agriculture tool. You don't have to have a tax stamp.
Right.
You don't have to have anything.
Right.
But then they deny us constantly. And when we first started, they would let us advertise. So now we're stuck with videos, and eBay was fantastic when they first started. And I've been battling with them for like a year.
That's awful.
It's just such a fight for advertising to kind of get the word out. So we're trying, and we started grassroots, kind of like a band. We just started traveling and doing gun shows.
Oh, that's definitely the key.
That's where I met Pemberton.
Yeah, and trust me, second you, because he started telling me about it, and then I just saw him at Halloween, and he goes, "Did you talk to Carl?" I go, "God damn it, I have." I go, he gave me the card, and he goes, "Hey, get a hold of these guys." So he really, he definitely pushed it through.
Well, I get approached a lot at gun shows, and I had some people that were working for me that were going out, and I enjoy doing it when I have time to do it, because I like to talk to people, I like to get the feedback, and I get approached a lot, and I get a lot of the hey man, those things blow up, you know, those kind of guys all right. the time that want to stand there and talk that are never going to buy anything from you. But occasionally I get someone that says, hey, I own this business. Hey, I know this guy. And, you know, we try to vet them out as much as possible. But I ran into Pemberton at a couple gun shows. And every time I ran into him, he's like, hey, have you got a hold of Johnny? And I think the second time I said, hey, I sent him a message on Facebook or on Instagram. Excuse me. And he answered me back. I said, but he's getting ready to go out of town on a trip. And then, you know, we both got busy and I haven't talked to you since. So it was just a matter of time before we ended up talking to one another.
Absolutely. No, listen, Hector St. John's getting in on this. So we have to figure out exactly how to get it done. The Vulcan Flamethrowers, VulcanFlamethrowers.com. It's just in time for Christmas. And the V9 Flamethrower, it's 35 foot of hot magic is what it is. 2 quarts at a time. You can even get a 2 gallon strap-on fuel tank for the back. This is a great way to clean. You see those leaves outside? They're at the perfect burning humidity right now. They're slowly dehydrating on the ground. But before they get wet, you really want to go ahead and burn them like this. That's the fun one. Pile them all up and call your friends. Get yourself a couple bottles of whatever.
I hate raking.
Oh, who doesn't? Who doesn't?
If no one utters the phrase, hold my beer, or hey, watch this, yep. You're doing something wrong.
And we tell you, we have a little game that we like to play. I was telling Bill about. We go out to the land, we take all the extra fireworks, unwrap them, throw them in a big cardboard box, hide behind something, and then slowly shoot the flamethrower at it 1 second at a time to see when it goes off. It's a fairly iffy game to play.
It sounds pretty iffy. We're running a Veterans Day special right now from now until Monday. If anyone goes to the website and they type in the promo code VETERAN10, they'll get a 10% discount on their entire order.
Fantastic. That's $70 off.
Yeah, and then we should be running some specials here coming up close to Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to cut those off pretty quick because our lag time is about 7 to 14 days, and we try to under-promise and over-deliver. So it usually takes us about a week to get them out. But as we get closer to Christmas, we get overwhelmed with orders, so we have to cut it off so everybody gets their stuff by Christmas Day.
So here's what I'll do. I'll make sure, Greg, put up a link to the Vulcan Flamethrowers on all the social media. We'll get people to run over there too, man. All right, Carl, I got to roll. I just realized I was a little late here. Dude, great to meet you. Congratulations on Vulcan Flamethrowers. This is it's pretty great. It's made in Kansas City. All of it's made in Kansas City. Own flamethrower here in Kansas City. And I got to tell you, the next thing up, you got to make a one with I and then a fire emoji, KC logo. It's going to sell a lot.
Jake's going to bring you a surprise. We actually live near one another, so he's going to swing by and get one. And I'm assuming you probably want a Patriot.
Are you kidding me? What are you calling me, a pussy?
Well, you know.
Of course I want a Patriot, for God's sake. Call me a communist. We're cool.
Gotta feel these things out, Johnny. Gotta feel them out. and a tank, too, I'm guessing.
Hell yes. Are you kidding? Yes. Nice, the answer is yes, yes, and yes. I will give it a full review on the website, too.
Great. And we were trying. Sorry, I'm sorry we're running long, but I was trying to figure out something to do for Hope for the Holidays, too, because I'd love to give you guys one if there was some way where you could raffle it off or something like that, when you could give it away.
You know what? Let's work on that. We got a little bit of time before we start, so that's awfully nice of you, my friend. I appreciate it. Hey, again, congratulations, man. It's good to see a Kansas City business like that.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, stay right there. Hold on a second. Jake, you got him? How about that?
Nice people.
Do you think Mike would? I think Mike would.
He'd have fun with it. He just needed, yeah. I mean, think about where we live. You couldn't do a lot there. But it was lake, different.
Pinball Jeff loves to do it in Prairie Village.
Oh, my God.
Loves it.
And we live on a cool block, but, I mean, we're just limited in our.
He vets his neighbors with it. So he'll invite the dudes over by his fire pit,
mm-hmm.
slowly walk in and go, you ever seen this? The guy, of course, they're all like, what are you talking about?
What is that?
And then he backs up. He's like, and he goes, if they smile, laugh, they get to stay. And if they make that queasy pussy face.
What is this?
Yeah, then you got to go. So he's been vetting his neighbors and getting rid of people left and right with that. So I'm excited to see this, man. Plus, I just love the idea of the guy you know, doing it from Kansas City. And I feel, I like to feel like maybe we had a small part in the idea and creation just through the genuine love of flamethrowers.
Inspiring the love, yeah. That's you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.